It's playoff time in the National Hockey League. A season-ending winning streak puts the Boston Bruins into the first round of the playoffs as the number 6 seed. Tonight, they face the number 3 seed, the Sabres, out in Buffalo. Fluto Shinzawa joins us to preview the series. He covers hockey for the Boston Globe. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
The Bruins were, to put it mildly, inconsistent this season. They did win 4 of their regular 6 games against the Sabres, who ended the season as the Northeast Division champs. And let's start with a prediction. Do you think the Bruins were playing well enough at the start of the season to beat the Sabres in this first round of the playoffs?
Well, Bob, if you look at the end of the season, this is a team that really had to scrap and claw and really fight their way into the playoffs. So I think if you're a Bruins fan, you have to be encouraged at the way this team, especially amid a lot of injuries to core players, really came together at the end of the year. But it's going to be a very tall task. They're going up against Ryan Miller, who's probably one of the best goalies in the NHL, star player for Team USA in the Olympics. Lots of balance up front in terms of their forwards. It's going to be a very tough series for the Bruins.
Let's talk about whether the Bruins can score against this team. They were among the season's lowest scorers all season long, as I understand it. So how do you think they'll perform?
Well, this is really the key of the series. This is the worst offense of the NHL in the regular season, and the adage goes that in the playoffs, the scoring becomes even more of a premium. And then you add in the fact that you're going up against probably the league's best goalie. This is going to be the challenge for the Bruins. And one of the issues going forward is that their power play has been very, very subpar going into the playoffs. They're really going to need some scoring, 5-on-5, even strength. Tall task against the Sabres and Ryan Miller. This is going to be their biggest challenge.
Is it complicated by the fact that a couple of key Bruins players, center Mark Savard, defenseman Mark Stewart, are out?
Absolutely. Mark Savard is probably their most gifted playmaker. He's not expected back in this series because of the concussion that he suffered last March. And then on the back end, they're missing 2 significant top 4 defensemen. Dennis Seidenberg is out for the rest of the year. Mark Stewart is out for this series. You also have a 3rd defenseman in Andrew Ferentz. He missed the last 9 games of the regular season because of a groin injury. He's expected back tonight, but who knows how long that groin will hold up.
So I'm wondering if you think this means that Bruins goaltending will be the deciding factor in terms of whether they can win.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in that, they turn to Tuukka Rask, probably one of the standout young goalies, maybe even a Rookie of the Year candidate for the NHL. He's been just everything that they've asked for and more.
So then the big question, Fluto, is are the Bruins good enough or might they get lucky enough to actually get to the final and win the Cup?
No, not this year.
That's stark and honest, Fluto.
I think, well, if you look at it last year was probably the chance for them to go for the Cup. But for Bruins fans, it was very encouraging the other day when they finished 2nd in the draft lottery. So when it comes to the draft in June, they're going to have a young player to add to their roster immediately. And maybe next year will be the one that they make a run.
Fluto Shinzawa covers hockey for the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Okay, Bob. Thanks for having me.